I shamelessly probed my disastrous relationships, as well as my friends, on these very pages. Sorry, guys. One of the final humiliations for my unsuspecting subjects came with Love and the Litmus Test, an article that appeared here 28 years ago and essentially justified the kind of subjective, quick, and seemingly irrational judgment that Jenna had made. I described it as the moment in virtually every relationship when the euphoria of chemistry and promise gives way to the reality of everyday life, and a decision has to be made. An insignificant gesture or an offhand comment or a plaid sports coat can alter destiny. Can I survive one more evening with a guy who spends 10 minutes reviewing the check at dinner with his own calculator? Am I mature enough to sit on the beach with someone wearing a teeny-weeny red stretch bathing suit? Would it be unreasonable to ask someone on the third date to get his back hair waxed if he expects there to be a fourth date? Reader reaction was swift and voluminous, and this in an era before email and web comments. There were dozens of calls and letters from folks wanting to share their personal litmus tests, all feeling validated by their own verdicts. So overwhelming was the response that the story became the basis of a 1984 book, When to Dump Your Date. Everyone, it seemed, had a secret test. With daughters Jenna Holmes, 20, and Kristen Holmes, 24, who are very much in their dating prime, the time seemed right to revisit the premise. So herewith we offer views from a couple of millennials juxtaposed with the opinions of the previous generation. Of course, these are not necessarily the dating mores of the entire net generation. We'll leave compiling those to the official surveyors of public opinion. Our broad generational differences were immediately apparent. A number of their litmus tests revolve around nuances of Facebook etiquette and social networking, non-existent 3 decades ago. There even seemed to be cultural differences between the two of them. Kristen remembers a time when not everything could be found on the internet. Jenna does not. On some fronts, their litmus tests are far more progressive than mine. Coming out of the 60s, my peers considered themselves feminist prototypes who were hell-bent on having careers and families. Yet not a single woman in my original research mentioned cooking as a litmus test for a potential mate. In fact, a guy who wanted to cook you a 3-course dinner at your place back then was considered a little too domesticated. For my daughters, ineptitude in the kitchen is almost a deal-breaker. Cooking is a huge deal, said Kristen, a member of the Teach for America Corps in Chicago. It's such a nice skill, but beyond that, it's a telling quality. There's something very charming about a guy who can cook. It says to me, independence, confidence, unfazed by gender roles. I have to have a guy who cooks, Jenna said bluntly, because I can't. Movies can be a giveaway about the style and taste of a potential soulmate. When she prefers Cheech and Chong's first movie to Breakfast at Tiffany's, the time may not be right for a romantic weekend in New York. When to dump your date. You put way too much emphasis on classic cultural references. I don't think they resonate anymore. You have the Casablanca test. You have to have seen it. Look, everyone should know by now, certain lines come from the movie. We'll always have Paris and play it, Sam. I've known since I was 9, but if you haven't seen the movie, so what? For me, a guy has to at least know of The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. If they don't, well, they're really out of it, said Jenna. Does he read a lot? Does she know Jung from Jung? Books? They bring out the intellectual snob in all of us. Rod McEwen. Instant disqualification from polite conversation in most parts of civilized world. From When to Dump Your Date. I still have a literature test, but I think I'm a rare case. It's lame if a guy doesn't even have a bookshelf. When I go to new boyfriend's apartment for the first time, I look at his bookshelf. One guy I dated only had high school textbooks. I mean, like AP textbooks. You know he doesn't read. My last boyfriend didn't like to read. We'd be hanging out and I would be reading and he would be like, "What are you doing now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now?" I'm bored. But he could sit and watch golf on TV, pretty much the most boring sport ever, for hours at a time, but he wouldn't sit and read a book. No intellectual curiosity. The reality now is a lot of people don't read anymore. Everything is so accessible. So guys are getting stupider and stupider. Kristen. The rest of the story is available at the dial-in service under the headline Love and the Litmus Test Take Two by Lois Romano, back to Debbie.